just my next question to you, as these capability centers set up, there is some thoughts with the existing centers on the tax structure, the tax regime. And the government now has been trying to put up a national framework addressing some of these concerns, if I can say, still, or maybe not concerns, maybe some irritants which can be further streamlined as this sector becomes so much more important and is growing leaps and bounds. So what have you heard from a government standpoint that these frameworks are happening, and it'll be good for our viewers to understand as some of these get formalized, if I can say that.
No, definitely. I think, Pragati, government also realizes the contribution the sector is sure. making to the economy, not only in terms of GDP, in terms of sheer number of employment generation, real estate absorption, the indirect impact, the tax impact. So that is why I think not only the state government, because it is broadly a state subject out there when you're setting it up from a location incentives, but definitely when you come to the taxation of the country is decided by central government. So I would say it was even a revelation for me. I think when you look at the existing GCCs out here who've been here for a long time, I think they are very, very comfortable aspects around things like permanent establishment risk, where you believe there is a risk because you're doing something offshore, any revenue onshore could get attributed to you. So if you are doing certain, you're doing a product development out here, you're developing an engineering feature. So is there a tomorrow a risk that if you're attributing, you're developing an onboarding platform, customers get onboarded, can that revenue come here? So I think with the existing GCCs, I can clearly see, given they've been there for a long period of time, there are precedents. There is immense amount of comfort in terms of the art of the possible, and that has been driving the maturity of the sector. But I think for new GCCs, if you still look at some of our laws, the way they are worded, some of our tax treaties, the way they are worded, I think anyone first time looking into India and reading those laws and tax, it is causing, I would say, I would not use the word significant, but a reasonable amount of anxiety. That is there a risk because I have a functionally aligned operating model that I could end up in a permanent establishment risk out there? Or if I'm doing a certain kind of work, if I'm doing outbound calling, can tomorrow revenue attribution? Because no one wants to, you're setting up a GCC to bring more efficiency, productivity to the organization. You do not want to end up causing any sort of a risk to the mothership.
You don't want to be on the wrong side, because our industry is so regulated.
Yeah. So I think that clearly, I think my sense is that's a great initiative. Government has thought through it. I think there have been various submissions made by us, by other industry bodies out there. But I think there is definitely a simplification required in terms of how PE risk is understood. Definitely also, I think in terms of transfer pricing, I know the government brought out an APA that you could do advanced pricing adjustments. You could pretty much in advance decide the way you should be taxed. But I think still, I would say that the amount of time the process takes, the amount of documentation one has to do, can more logic or method be brought to the entire process of how your APA rates are determined, what percentage markups will be applied. Definitely there is an improvement which government is looking at. So I would say these two big aspects from a PE risk perspective, second is from a transfer pricing perspective, maybe the existing GCCs, and then you have refunds, like if you're in a SEZ or a STPI, you get indirect tax refunds. I think there's a lot of efficiency which has been brought in by the GST regime, but we all know those things could be bettered. But I think these two are still certain, I would say, still the big rocks which need to be bettered for us to reduce the level of anxiety among new players looking to come into India.
So what I get from your answer primarily is there is intent,